Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Hebrews 11:17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. This was his foundation. This was the anchor to his soul. God had told him his seed, his descendants would be like the stars in the sky, like the sand on the seashore. But he also told him it was all coming through Isaac. God told him it was coming through Isaac. Reasoning would say, well, if he dies, then it ain't never going to happen. But faith says it has to happen. It has to happen. And if it takes it, God will raise him from the dead. And there's a whole lot bigger thing going on here that Abraham, I'm sure, had no clue or idea of, as God's covenant friend. He was demonstrating he was willing to give his only son for his covenant friend and believe for the resurrection. Does that sound familiar to anybody? So God has a perfect right to give his only son for this friend's seed and believe for the resurrection. Hallelujah. Was God trying to take something from him? No, no, no. But was it trying Abraham to the nth degree? Yes, it was. Why? Because it was taking away anything, any physical thing he could see or feel that could cause it to come to pass. And this pleases God to the highest degree, because all you've got left then is what he told you. That's all you've got left. When you are trusting God and your senses tell you it's not so, but you still trust him anyway, it honors him. And he said, those that honor me, I will honor. Most won't honor him that way. But if you will, he will do things in your life that other people don't have. You'll have places. How many know this happened centuries ago and we're talking about it today? What kind of place does Abraham have? In the kingdom of God, in the things of God. Hallelujah. But you can't walk by sight, or you'd never do it. You can't walk by feelings, emotional feelings, or you'd never do it. Never. You can't even consider it. It's dangerous to even talk about it. Are you with me? Even talk about what I'm feeling and seeing and what the report says. Dangerous to even talk about it. Oh, you're not denying that it's there? Yeah, it's there. And if you need to answer a question, you can answer a question. But you don't get more excited because you feel better. If you do, you're taking your faith out of the Word and putting it in your feelings. And that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. Because guess what's going to happen next? Bad feelings. So you're going to nosedive. He's setting you up. Setting you up. Verse 12. Genesis 22:12. He said, don't lay your hand on the lad, neither do anything to him, for now I know. Somebody say, now I know. There's only one way to demonstrate this. And that's by being willing to sow the most precious thing you have. to turn loose of anything that you could see or feel that would cause you to believe it could happen. Now I know, God says. What a phrase. This reveals we really do have a free will. He didn't have to do this. Now I know. You fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Keep going. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. Behold, there was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. Abraham went and took the ram, offered him for a burnt offering instead of his son. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Is all this redemptive? Is all, oh, instead. Hallelujah. Redemption, substitution. Keep going. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham out of heaven the second time. And he said, by myself have I sworn, says the Lord. You know why he said that? Because there ain't nobody bigger he can swear by.
That's right. Amen.
There is no other God. So if he says, I'm swearing by, he has to come back to himself. Because you've done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. In blessing, I'll bless you. Multiplying, I'll multiply your seed as the stars of heaven and the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. He goes on to say, verse 18, and in your seed, that's Jesus especially, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. It started when he went out by faith, not knowing where he was going.
Right.
And the steps kept getting bigger and bigger, and the things he kept believing for kept getting bigger and bigger, and the Lord allowed him less and less what he could see. Come on, can you see this? And even when he finally got the thing, he's got the boy. Now we can see it. We can see how this thing's going to happen. The Lord says, no, give him to me. Whew. But it wasn't a bad thing. It elevated him into the halls of fame, of faith forever. We'll be talking about this throughout the ages to come. Well, he's not the last one that could have faith. He's our father in the faith. We got the same kind of faith. And we can trust God no matter how we feel or how we look or what we hear. And we can be strong to not be moved by changing of symptoms and circumstances. I told Phyllis, you know, Thursday night at our week of increase, we had our great offering. And man, the Lord brought in so much money and took care of everything, finished everything. And Friday morning, we were sitting out on our front porch thanking God. And I saw something clearly. Our previous property, our Yellow Ribbon Theater.
Yes. Come on.
We've been believing for it to sell for years.
Yes.
There's been multiple opportunities. You know, could the Lord have helped you to sell it by now?
Sure.
Yeah. No question. Why? Well, through all these projects, we even mentioned it a number of times, you know, it could work out that we could do this and sell that and that would take care of this. I realized Friday morning the Lord did not want us looking to that at all. I thought, now it can sell. Why? Because we don't need it. We don't need it. Can you see that or not? The Lord doesn't want you and I look into anything or anybody depending on that instead of him. If we are, it displeases him. Because faith is what pleases him. And faith in God is based only on faith in his word. Let's say you're a parent. You got a little child, young child. And Christmas time is almost upon you. And you tell them, baby, daddy, mommy, got you a great present. Oh, you're going to like it so much. You're going to be so happy about it. And they go, okay, I guess. No No good reaction, no good response. And a couple of days later, you see them hopping and skipping.
Yeah.
What are you laughing about? And jumping. And they come and grab you and go, "Oh, thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy, for my Christmas present. I can't wait till Christmas Day gets here. Thank you, thank you, thank you." And you go, "What's up?" And you find out later, they were snooping in your closet. And they found a present. They opened it up and they saw it. Now they're excited. Did that have anything to do with faith in you?
No.
Or what you said? Was there any trust in you at all?
No.
They only got excited when they saw something. Does that bless you?
No.
That's no confidence in you. That's zero trust in you. And that's how it is with us, with our Father. If we're more excited about feeling better than we are, it is written. We should be the most excited about by His stripes I am healed. Nothing else should come close to exciting us like that. If that doesn't excite you, you don't believe it, and you need major mind renewal, and you are on shifting sand, you are on shaky ground. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ. You ought to shout more over that than any check, than any job. Come on, can you say, than any contract? When the job came, when the contracts came, when the sales came, that's not when God met your needs.
No.
And that's not when you received it. That's the results of you receiving it. Come on, can you see that?
Yes.
He took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. By His stripes, I am healed. With long life, He'll satisfy me. And show me His. I don't have to wait till I feel better. I don't have to wait till somebody gives me a piece of paper for me to breathe a sigh of relief and go, "I'm going to be okay. We got this. God's got this." Right? When are we going to believe we got it? When are we going to be excited? If it's not based on the Word, then it's not faith in God. Can you see this, friends? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voices. Let's give thanks to the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Me.